All things come from you, O God, and of your own do we give you. All things come from you, O God, and of your own do we give unto you. In the temple of Jerusalem, there were different places for the people to gather. There was a place for the men to gather. There was a place for the women to gather. There was also a place for the outcasts to gather. Also, there were 13 collection boxes or till boxes in the shape of trumpets. So these collection boxes or till boxes only, people put their offerings. Their offerings also for different purposes. There were some till boxes in the shape of trumpet. The money they collect in that till box is used for the purchasing of the wood for the burning in the temple. They burn the burnt offerings. So they wanted money to buy the wood or the firewood. There was also another till box. They collected the money there to purchase the incense to use in the altar. Another till box kept there to collect money to use for the maintenance and upkeep of the vessels in the temple. So likewise, there were so many till boxes in the temple fixed so that people could go and make their offerings in different till boxes. It was near this place that Jesus was sitting and watching. People were giving or putting their offerings in these till boxes. Many people gave maybe large amount, but that is out of the wealth that they had. Mark chapter 12, verse 43 and 44, it says like this. I'm reading the verse 44. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put everything, all she had to leave. Now, Jesus was watching people making their offering, putting their offering in the tills. And there was a poor widow who came and put two very small copper coins. And he said that it's worth only a fraction of a penny. It's a very, very small amount. But that's all she had. That's all she had. And everything she had, now she put into the till box. But here we see Jesus valued offerings. He says, I tell you the truth. I'm reading verse 43, Mark chapter 12. I tell you the truth. This poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. Now here we find a little bit of contradiction here. If somebody is putting more, by looking at that, somebody is saying, this person is putting less. If somebody is putting less money, by looking at that person, if someone can say he has put more, there is a contradiction. But what does Jesus really meant here? The two lepta coin, that is called lepta, the two lepta coins are the symbol of this poor widow's life. That is what she had, everything. What she had, she fully offered to the temple. That means a total surrender to God. Nothing kept for her. Out of love, the wholeheartedly, she gave those two copper coins to God. In the Old Testament lesson today, 1 Kings chapter 17, we read another beautiful story of another widow, that is the widow of the Sarephath. Elijah was called by God to go to this widow, and he goes there and speaking to this widow, he said, "You make me bread and bring." First he says, "Give me some water." While she was going to take water, he said, "Bring me a bread also." Now this poor widow was saying, "I don't have much flour to make many breads. I don't have much oil to make many breads. Only a few little bit of oil and a little bit of flour. Me and my son are going to make bread this night and we are going to eat it. We don't know what will happen to us tomorrow," because there was a famine in that country. But Elijah insisted, "You go and make bread using those flour and the little bit of oil. But first bring me a bread." So the Sarephath widow, woman, went and prepared bread and brought to Elijah. And God's promise, God's word was that you will not lack oil or flour in the days to come until the famine is over. That is the promise. Until the famine is over, you will have oil, you will have flour. My dear friends, offering our gifts to the ministry in the church, we need to take this very seriously. The Old Testament says you need to offer one tenth. But when we come to the New Testament, and also particularly to this offering made by this poor widow, and Jesus' comment on this offering, I think there is a big challenge to us. That is, the important is not giving the one-tenth, but how do you spend the other balance nine? You have 10 and you give 1, but balance 9 you have. How are you going to use the balance 9 that is in your hand? That is what Jesus is indicating here, saying that you need to offer the total life to God. So are we using this balance 9 to glorify God? Are we using this balance 9 to help the poor and the needy? We need to think. Because those 9, we believe that it is ours. It is in our hands. 1/10 years we give to the church. But balance we have. My dear friends, Jesus demands not only the 1/10, but the entire life. All what we have, all what we have, and very especially the balance 9. We need to know that we have to use those 9/10, and those 9/10 have to be consecrated for the glory of God. That is the most important thing. So in order to be consecrated, these 9 and 10, we have to offer it to the Lord. Not only that, we offer the 1/10. It's very important. So even though it looks like contradiction to the world standard, my dear friends, Jesus is giving us a huge message here for all of us to think and reflect. How do we spend the balanced mind that we have in our hands? There's a saying, it goes like this: everyone gives something, but some give everything. Everyone gives something, but some give everything.